You're a fan of the slightly surrealistic mural of pedestrians on a pavement in the Marotta metro station, then you might want to note that a retrospective exhibition devoted to the artist Roger Raville is opening this week in Beaux-Arts. We speak to the internationally renowned art expert Franz Wilhelm Kaiser, who curated this exhibition dedicated to one of Belgium's greatest 20th century artists.
I have been all my life a curator. I was my most recent position, I was director of the Buzerius Kunstforum in Hamburg. Now I moved to The Hague because I'm going to be the director of the Karl Appel Foundation. You may have heard about this artist. He's Roger Raville is a Belgian national artist. Karl Appel is a Dutch national artist. And they are born in the same year. They're both born in 21. And so they are both 100 years old this year. But Karl Appel was the international artist, and Raville stuck to his village where he was born.
Roger Raville's work is both figurative and abstract. And You could say, well, other painters of his generation also embraced both forms. So what sets Raville apart?
Raville was from the very beginning, and the very beginning is stated with the show in 48. That's the year where he really said also himself, that's where my major style started. From the very beginning, he was systematically going against the mainstream of the avant-garde, the mainstream of the avant-garde, which was in the 50s, of course, abstract. And he decided not to be abstract. He also decided not to go international, which was also one of the major things of the mainstream of the 50s. And he sort of had his breakthrough only at the time when the mainstream was changing direction at the early 60s. When the mainstream became realistic, he suddenly was part of the mainstream, but not quite either, because he was already a major artist. He had already passed his 40th birthday. And so he was no more avant-garde. So he had always a very idiosyncratic position, and an individual position, very subjective position. And that's the theme of the show also. That's the theme of the title of my text in the book. And he is really like, I call it in French, farouchement individualiste.
And if you had to describe his work to someone who's never seen it, what would you tell them?
So yeah, it's really, I would first of all say he's a painter. Even the three-dimensional work, the logic of it comes out of painting. And he is a painter in between abstraction and realism. In the tradition of the avant-garde research for getting to some kind of universal idea of the realism, but completely separate. Apart from what was the mainstream of the 1950s, 1960s, 1980s. So it's a very specific type of work.
He lived and worked not far from St. Martin's Latham, which gave birth to Belgian Expressionism, but he was a little too late for that movement, wasn't he?
He was actually painting very much in that style when he was young. He started very early on, and he learned actually through working in that style in the late 1930s, early 1940s, that realism didn't mean to reproduce how you see the world. You have to get some distance to it. That was a very important step. But when he decided that 48 is the starting point of his work, he destroyed a lot of the earlier work, which was made in the style of St. Martin's. So there were 11 paintings, of which he made, which were done before 48, of which he made later on in the 70s copies. With those, the exhibition started. So he made copies of them, stating by that that they are still important for his later work.
He made copies of his own work.
Yeah, copies of his own work. In a different manner, on a bigger canvas, and you can see pop up some of the themes in his later work. So it's really like a statement. These are still important for me, but there is a difference also in terms of relation to being on the countryside. The traditional thing of classical avant-garde movements that went into the countryside, they came from the city. And they wanted to find the simple life, the primitive life, the origins, the roots. This was not a point for Javier because he was born there. He was attached to it, of course, but he had a completely different approach. He was looking for signs of modernism, of modern technology on the countryside, how the modern world transpired in the countryside. And he found, he invented symbols. For him, the sign of modernity was, for instance, concrete walls or concrete pillars in the countryside. These became, for him, symbols of modernism. And you can see that is one of the themes of the show. You can see it all over his work, these pillars, they become autonomous objects, like formal research in his paintings.
Which is funny because his work is actually very, very colorful.
Yes, of course. That's started with 48. He really introduced colors that are detached from realism. They become pure colors, like in the Fauvist movement. So that's really the start of his own style. And then, of course, yellow becomes very important when he invents these men with his stripes that models the plasticity of the body. These are very typical. It was called in the 50s in New York signature style. There are several elements, and you can see in that exhibition how he developed these elements. They came out of a purely painterly problem that he had to solve, and he came to a solution, which is completely Ravel. And after that, he used it as a kind of a sign. This is a signature style. You see a man with the stripes around the body. That's Ravel. You see a figure in the garden with a kind of a abstract, this style, Mondrian-like pattern on the place where you have the head. This is Ravel. And that keeps on coming back all his career until late in his work.
And how did you go about curating the exhibition? Like, what should we expect when we go to see it?
The show is structured according to 11 themes. This is actually for two things. First of all, I want to show how the artist thinks, how he proceeds, how he comes to his style, what's the logic behind that. And I wanted to give to the beholder something to grip on, to get a kind of a grip of the work. So you have these 11 themes, which are roughly in a chronological order. So you can identify issues that he was busy with as a painter. And that actually explains how these very idiosyncratic style came up.
There is a museum dedicated to Ravel in his hometown of Mechelen in East Flanders. Did many of the works come from there?
Yes, a great part of the selection is coming from there. There are also a lot of public collections, private collections in Belgium and Netherlands. We had a close collaboration with the museum, of course, in Mechelen. And I myself did there a show 15 years ago. That's when I met personally Ravel at that time. So it was a very interesting collaboration.
So you met Ravel. What was he like?
You see that he's a guy from the countryside. That's what you see first of all. Of course, a little bit more with his hat and with his colorful suit. It's a little bit more artistic, but still, he is a guy from the countryside. And that's what the impression that I had when I met him.
So what will visitors get from this exhibition that they won't get from the museum in East Flanders?
The museum in East Flanders always trying to contextualize Ravel with younger artists, earlier artists. But I think what you get in Brussels is a different approach, of course, because it's my approach a little bit as an outsider. And that was the idea behind inviting me to do that, because there are a lot of people in Belgium who know Ravel very well, but I wanted to have an outside look on it. Also, you make it more accessible for international public. I'm German. My wife is French. I have been working a long time in the Netherlands, so I speak both languages fluently. That helps, of course, working in Belgium.
Yes, that's certainly true. And so there are works in this exhibition that are not in the museum in East Flanders. Oh,
yeah, there are some spectacular works, actually, but are not in that museum, of course. So there are some late works, which from the museum in Oostende, a huge painting 5 meters wide. It's a spectacular work. It's not very well known, and that is like a finish of the exhibition.
Is this the first retrospective of Roger Ravel's work in Belgium?
There have been other shows, but I think this is one of the most complete ones, a sizable one. So.
And what about outside of Belgium? Is he known outside of Belgium?
He's known in the Netherlands pretty well. Then I think it's finished. This will be, this is due for a great part, I think it's also a language thing, because there's a lot of literature on Havel, but it's all in Dutch. That's a big problem. At first, there was a wish to have this show travel internationally. And we had very often the reaction, oh, what a nice work. But I'm ashamed to tell you, I don't know. So there has to be a step, an intermediate step. And that's what we did. We did a catalog in English with French and Dutch in the back. That's the first time that you really have a comprehensive publication on Ravel in different languages. And that will be the first step. Maybe there will be another one to follow.